Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the new performance hall and the musicians launching Season 2 at sfjazz.org.
great swinger there from Phil Kelly and the Northwest Prevailing Winds, an outstanding collection of Northwest musicians under the direction of Phil Kelly, who composed and arranged the music for this album, Ballet of the Bouncing Beagles. That was a tune called Platonic Buds, which you may have gathered was based on the chord changes for Just Friends. You could hear a bit of it peeking through from time to time. Solos by Pete Chrislieb on tenor, Vern Seelert on trumpet, and Dan Marcus on trombone from Phil Kelly and the Northwest Prevailing Winds. Opening up our Jazz Northwest for this afternoon on a bright note. Hope you're having a good day and a great weekend. And lots of stuff going on around the area this weekend and looking ahead to next week. Love this time with so many activities to choose from. Lots of outdoor stuff going on as Seattle celebrates the season of good weather, generally. After opening with Platonic, we're going to move on to some music by Steve Griggs. And Steve Griggs is the musician who is behind a series of concerts which are being given in a site-specific sort of situation. These concerts are taking place on Saturday afternoons and run into mid-September at least at the Panama Hotel in the International District of Seattle. The Panama Hotel was central to a novel on the corner of Bitter and Sweet, which had to do with Chinese, Japanese, and American relations during World War II. Very interesting book, and Steve Griggs is taking advantage of the story and the situation to create some new music, which is being played on Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock. Some of the same musicians were present in a Steve Griggs recording, which took place at Jazz Alley in the year 2000 for an album titled simply Live. And you'll hear Steve Griggs on tenor sax, Milo Peterson on guitar, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, Jeff Stitely is the drummer here. We'll hear a piece by Steve called Swing Thing. Thank you. A jaw-dropping performance there from Butch Nordahl. Marius Nordahl, the pianist, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums, recording which dates from the late 90s, titled Notoriety, and that was the title tune from the CD, composition by Marius Nordahl. We were listening to the Steve Griggs Ensemble before that, the quintet with Steve on tenor and Jay Thomas on trumpet, Milo Peterson guitar, Phil Sparks bass, and Jeff Stitely drums. Swing Thing, composed by Steve Griggs, who's leading an ensemble every Saturday afternoon at 2 at the Panama Hotel in a current series with many of these same musicians. 2 o'clock Saturday afternoons, free concerts at the Panama Hotel in the International District with Steve Griggs. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Let's take a look at some other things going on around the Seattle area jazz-wise in the next week. Today, the Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra's there tonight at 8. This is the last night for the Monty Alexander Trio, with Monty Alexander at the piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums at Jazz Alley. There's Jazz Under the Stars tonight and a free concert with the Jim Curl Orchestra at 7 o'clock at Pacific Lutheran University, and opportunities for stargazing, skies permitting, following the concert. Choro Loco and Adriana Giordano Quartet are playing as part of the Columbia City Beat Walk at the Royal Room tonight. And there are jazz jams at Cafe Racer in Seattle, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, and Prohibition Grill in Everett. Monday night, Dave Marriott Big Band plays at Tula's, the New Orleans Quintet at the New Orleans. The Cookers, exciting hard bop group, will be playing Tuesday and Wednesday, two nights at Jazz Alley next week. If you enjoy music like Freddie Hubbard, Art Blakey, and music like that, you're sure to enjoy the Cookers at Jazz Alley. The Eastside Jazz Club presents Eugenie Jones and the film Lady Be Good as part of their monthly concert series at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue on Tuesday night, and the North City Jazz Walk in Shoreline along 15th Avenue Northeast that night. Wednesday, there's Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes jamming at the Ship Canal Grill. Lots of great young players show up for these, and they have the best seafood chowder in town. The Legacy Band with Clarence A. Cox plays at the New Orleans on Wednesdays. Thursday, Stanley Clark Band opens a four-night run at Jazz Alley, and Sonando plays at Tula's. Milo Peterson plays with Essiet Essiet and Sylvia Cuenca at Boxley's in North Bend. Sounds like a great show on Friday night. Darren Clendon and Trio plays jazz and sushi at Hiroshi's, and the Dave Peck Trio plays next Friday and Saturday at Tula's. And Saturday, as we mentioned, the Steve Griggs Ensemble at the Panama Hotel, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And Kelly Eisenhower will be singing at Boxley's next Saturday night. Fine singer. Here's some music from the Jazz Police playing this afternoon at Tula's. The Jazz Police here playing the music of Daniel Barry, and with special guest Jovino Santos Neto on piano, giving it an authentic touch. Greg Metcalf also solos prominently here on soprano sax in this Dan Barry composition, Black Bean Boss, with the Jazz Police. Thank you.
like lace on my body, blue tears on my face, cold sheets on your side of the bed, as thoughts of you taunt my sleep. How is it that the one that you want so bad is the last one you need? Now I'm here wearing black lace, blue tears, and disgrace. I wish I could say I'd made better choices along the way. I wish I could say happy ever after was here to stay, but here I wait in black lace, blue tears, black lace.
Black Lace, Blue Tears, the title song from Eugenie Jones' CD, recently issued, and she was accompanied there by Bill Anschel, piano, Clipper Anderson, bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. Eugenie Jones will be singing for the Eastside Jazz Club Tuesday at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. The Jazz Police Big Band heard before that, playing the music of Daniel Berry, and that was a piece called Black Bean Boss, which featured solos by Greg Metcalf on soprano sax and Jovino Santos Neto on piano. The Jazz Police play this afternoon at 3 at Tula's in Seattle, their regular monthly appearance there. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Also coming up next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, is an exciting hard bop group called The Cookers. They'll be playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. The group features a septet with two trumpets, alto and tenor saxes, piano, bass, and drums. Eddie Henderson and David Weiss on trumpets. Billy Harper on tenor, Craig Handy on alto sax, George Cables, Cecil McBee, and Billy Hart, piano, bass, and drums. An all-star group for sure. Here's a sample of their work from the recent album Believe, which came out last year. And it's a Billy Harper composition titled Quest.
Thank you. This isn't sometimes. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning of tomorrow. This isn't just midsummer's madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. This is love. I knew it from the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how could I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always. Summer's madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. This is love. I knew it from the night we met. You tied a string around my heart. So how could I forget you? With every kiss, I know our love will live. Our love will last. This is not a dream that ended with the dawn. It's something fate intended to go on and on. For this is
former Seattle resident Jay Clayton from her brand new CD. Next Tuesday is the release date. Jay Clayton singing with John DeMartino at the piano and the song This Is Always. The new CD is called Harry Who. It's all songs of Harry Warren, and if you're not familiar with the songs of Harry Warren, you may know more of them than you think you do, because he wrote a lot of great tunes, like September in the Rain, At Last, You're My Everything, I Only Have Eyes for You, There Will Never Be Another You, I Wish I Knew. Jay Clayton sings these great songs by Harry Warren in her new CD, Harry Who, coming out on Sunnyside. Before that, we were listening to a septet billed as The Cookers. They're going to be playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday, with Eddie Henderson and David Weiss on trumpets, Craig Handy on alto sax and Billy Harper on tenor, George Cable's piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Billy Hart on drums. Truly an all-star group, and we heard them doing a Billy Harper composition titled Quest. Check them out next week at Jazz Alley. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Next is a beautiful out-of-tempo piece called Krasna, which is a Slovakian word which means beautiful woman. And it's on a recent album by Chad McCullough, the Seattle trumpet and flugelhorn player. He's joined here by Michal Vanjošek, the Slovakian pianist, Dave Kaptin, bass player from Portland, and Matt Jorgensen from Seattle on drums. Krasna, Chad McCullough and Michal Vanjošek.
Thank you.
can almost hear the title in that tune, The Big Fat Hen. John Hamer, the bass player, Todd Del Giudice on alto sax, and Jeffrey Keyser at the piano from John Hamer's CD, Hymn. Before that, Chad McCullough on trumpet and Slovakian pianist Michal Vanjocek with Dave Kapteen on bass and Matt Jorgensen on drums. That was Krasna, Beautiful Woman, from a CD by Chad McCullough and Michal Vanjocek, The Sky Cries. Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest for today, Jim Wilkie with you here as we are on Sunday afternoons. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with a concert from Jazzport Townsend featuring the Annette Cohen Quartet. That's next Sunday at 2 here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.